Over the next 2 or 3 weeks, about 500,000 sightseers and garden lovers will travel to the state of Washington's Skagit Valley. The attraction is blooming tulips. While Holland remains the largest producer of tulips worldwide, the North American market is dominated by a family-owned business in Mount Vernon, Washington. NPR's Wendy Kaufman paid a visit.
The Skagit Valley lies nestled between the Pacific Ocean and the snow-capped mountains, and this time of year it is brimming with color. Hundreds of acres of tulips, the likes of which you've never seen. Yellow tulips with fire-like purple streaks, purple ones so dark they are almost black. Parrot tulips with frilly, ruffled petals, and red ones adorned with a golden crown, as if on a king's head.
This is incredible. You don't see anything quite like this anyplace in the world. I know they have beautiful shows of tulips in Holland, and I know people have been there and come here and they think this is even more fantastic.
Like many of the visitors wandering through Washington Bulb Company's fields and gardens, Mary Ekman is clutching a bulb catalog, selecting those she'll order for planting in the fall.
The one I really like is a little pink tulip called Angelique. Well, it's not your typical tulip. It looks more like a peony. It's very delicate and feminine.
The sheer quantity of flowers produced at Washington Bulb is astounding. 450 acres of tulips, 550 acres of daffodils, and 250 acres of iris. Greenhouses, where flowers are forced to bloom, cover another 15 acres. The company, which employs about 300 people nearly year-round, traces its roots to an 18th-century Dutch tulip farmer. Though the family-owned business doesn't release dollar figures, the company says it sells about 50 million bulbs each year, along with another 50 million stems of fresh-cut flowers. Inside the Brighton cavernous production facility, dozens of workers process fresh greenhouse flowers for shipment across the United States.
We're taking the tulips that they picked from the greenhouse, placing them on a conveyor belt. It's taking off the bulbs, and then they're bunching them into groups of 10, wrapping them in cellophane, and then we're storing them in the coolers until they're delivered later on today.
Brent Rusin, a 22-year-old pre-med student, represents the third generation of Washington Bulb's Rusin family. After immigrating from Holland, his grandfather planted his first field here in the late 1940s. But today, there is much more money to be made in greenhouse flowers than in bulbs, and the tulip fields are used primarily to produce the bulbs to grow flowers indoors. With that in mind, field supervisor Lupe Del Toro shows his crew how to cut the stems so that the plant's energy can return to the bulb.
Como la vamos a piscar es así. See, I'm going to show them how to pick this one. See, this one we pick one leaf in the ground.
The company grows 82 different varieties of tulips, but the most popular are the traditional ones, red, white, yellow, pink. Washington Bulb's president, Leo Rusin, says producing new varieties and colors takes about 5 years.
We're going to try a new variety. We realistically have to buy 300,000 to 400,000 of them and get them out there where we can grow so many a week for X amount of weeks. Because if you just grow 1,000 or two and send them to somebody, invariably they're going to say, those are beautiful.
But Rusin says that isn't enough. You have to know, he says, are they easy to grow, easy to handle and bunch and wrap? Are they hardy and long-lasting? And most importantly, will they sell? Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Photographs of some of the more exotic tulips grown in Skagit Valley are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.